Whether it's lobsters bound for Beijing, shipyard beer being sold in Sheffield, England, or tongue depressors turning up in Thailand, Maine products are making inroads in world markets. And for some entrepreneurs, there can be a big payoff. Tonight, we begin a new series we're calling It Can Get There From Here. And in part one, Jennifer Mitchell visits the Shipyard Brewery in Portland, where she finds out that international beer success is driven largely by relationships.
Shipyard founder Fred Forsley is busy canning a beer that isn't even his.
So this one is the Island Summer Ale, which is a, you know, kind of a light, refreshing, light pale ale.
As the hissing machine spits ale into cans and seals them up, Forsley explains that Shipyard produces this beer for another craft brewery in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
So they come up and do the recipes with us, and we'll brew it and ship it down.
It's just one of several relationships the company has with other beer makers. While it may seem counterintuitive to cozy up with your competitors, doing so is the reason Shipyard is sold in some 900 pubs across the UK. So how did he do it? Well, back in 1990, Forsley was slaving away over a desk thinking about planning the next 25 years of his life.
My plan has never, I've never had a plan, which is scary to say as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so no plan. Why beer?
Well, I've always loved beer. That's always a good thing.
In short, Forsley kind of blundered into the beer business. He'd been working as a real estate agent and found himself with a high-value Southern Maine property in need of a tenant. He'd already put a lot of work into the place when a couple of deals fell through.
I got another tenant who was interested. I got it funded, and at the last minute, they decided they didn't want to do it. So next thing you know, as a real estate guy, I was running a brewery brew pub.
That would be Federal Jack's in Kennebunkport, where his first pints were produced in 1992. But Forsley had some help from other brewers as well, like Gary's and Gritty's, who introduced him to a giant in the world of beer, Alan Pugsley. Pugsley has been called the Johnny Appleseed of craft brewing, and he's known worldwide.
Long story short, Alan became a partner.
And the Shipyard Brewery was born. Pugsley brought with him not just the beer know-how, but a relationship with the Ringwood Brewery in England. After moving to a bigger location in Portland, Shipyard started brewing some of Ringwood's beer, much in the way that Shipyard brews the Island Summer Ale for St. John Brewers in the Virgin Islands.
We were brewing Old Thumper under collaboration here, and they asked us to do Shipyard over there.
While Shipyard had been cultivating its relationship with Ringwood for several years, in 2007, Ringwood was bought by the biggest cask ale maker in the world, Marston's, headquartered in Wolverhampton, England. Suddenly, Shipyard's fledgling foray into the UK seemed a little uncertain. Would the new boss even want to work with them?
The group from Marston's visited Portland probably, you know, probably, I mean, 30 different individuals from the company over a three-year period before they said, you know what, we want to work with you in the UK in a bigger, expanded way. And then when I went over at least five or six times, so it took a lot of energy to trust each other.
But trust each other they did. And 5 years after launch, Shipyard is now, according to a Manchester data agency, the best-selling brand of kegged craft beer in the UK.
It's easy drinking. It's fruity. It's got a sort of citrusy hop flavor. A lot of people get sort of gooseberry and pine aromas from it.
That's Marston's sales and marketing manager for craft beer, Sam Coles, speaking from Ozzle Twizzle, England. He's describing Shipyard's flagship product in the UK, the American Pale Ale. He says all those visits back and forth across the pond helped to strengthen the two companies' relationship, a process that will continue as Marston's really capitalizes on Shipyard's location.
One of the biggest beer trends happening in the UK at the moment is New England IPAs. Which are sort of really hazy, thick IPAs. It used to all be about West Coast IPAs. You know, that used to be the style we were looking at. You know, it was all LA, it was all, you know, much more West Coast. But there's a real push over to New England styles at the moment, which is getting people looking at what New England and Maine in particular is about a bit more.
With that in mind, Marston's plans to lead a group of visitors from the UK to Portland later this year to visit the original birthplace of Shipyard. And their international marketing strategies appear to be paying off. Cole says sales of the American Pale Ale have grown 30% year over year in the UK, 50% for the IPA. So far, the UK is the only overseas market Shipyard's Fred Forsley has actively tried to tap, mostly because of the time and resources it takes to develop the necessary relationships. But that doesn't mean there isn't more to come.
You know, we're interested in Asia, not sure exactly how to do it.
But Forsley, the man without a plan, is thinking locally as a way to go more global.
The world's gotten so small. If you go to Boston, you go to some of these college campuses and you know, you have a strong Asian population from whatever part of Asia, you know, and they're huge beer drinkers, and they're interested in American brands. So it's doable, but we have to figure it out at some point.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.